Negroni Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show. Our website is jrdonline.com. Our email is jeff.roney@gmail.com. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call us at 714-929-7857. We're on Twitter. We're also on Facebook. So stay connected to us and on with the show. Welcome back. Thanks for coming back. There's a lot of stuff that you could be doing, and I appreciate you listening to part two of our interview with the Redshift podcast host, Ather Swift and Kidge. And without any further ado, here we go.
You know, and I'm trying not to go off on a huge tangent, but sometimes people separate God from the popular culture, and we've been kind of alluding to it. But, you know, what's it like looking at the Star Wars films through a Christian lens? What's it like for you guys?
Well, I know I've been tossing around the idea for the past couple of weeks about writing some blog entry comparing God and the Holy Spirit to the Force, but haven't really developed too much on that. But I would say it's interesting to view the entire, I guess, the Jedi culture primarily, especially in the prequel trilogies, of these defenders of good and that sort of thing. And I know as a young Christian, when I was a kid, I would view myself very similarly, like, oh yes, you know, I'm going to use the Force, which is actually God's power, and fight evil in the world. But as I've developed, you know, I can see the differences between God and the Force, which God does not have a dark side, which I guess would be the biggest difference there.
Well, personally, I don't know. I kind of disagree. I'm very black and white about issues and what I believe. And personally, I see the entirety of the Force and that whole universe as a different worldview.
Okay.
I mean, I heard that there's actually people in Australia who actually follow it as a religion. Like,
right,
I don't know if
right,
that's true
right.
or not,
yeah.
But it's definitely, it has some Christian aspects in it, you know, with the virgin birth and stuff, which I can't, you know, kind of irks me a little bit, but, I don't know. I mean, personally, you can see everything around us is obviously a different worldview. And so, I mean, I'd say that you can enjoy it so long as you know where you are and what you believe, and don't let anything have that big of an effect on you.
Define that though. You can enjoy it, but you have to know what you believe. What do you mean?
Personally, like I was raised in a Christian academy, and I took a worldview class there, and it really changed my life, because if you look at it, all the issues around us, evolution, abortion, all this stuff goes back down to your worldview and whether or not you believe there is a God, and if he loves you, and if he died for you, if there is an afterlife. All of these different things obviously are answered through Christianity, but the world doesn't operate through those same glasses. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, there's like this new age kind of atheistic culture, and you see a lot of different things coming out of that, you know, and I think, you know, the Force is kind of one of them. Obviously, it's much more, you know, spiritual, but I mean, I think that no matter what you're looking at, whether it's, you know, a movie about, you know, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings or any other thing that has its own little religion, as long as you know what you believe in, and you recognize that whatever you're looking at is something different than your own worldview, you're kind of protected. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and I kind of am concerned about someone, not you, but I know you're kind of talking to people that maybe take the movie too far. But I'm very sure of what I believe, and
right.
and maybe it took some time. And yeah, you know, maybe there was that early period of time where, you know, you're having to kind of wrap your head around the sovereignty of God or, you know, eternity, those type of concepts. But, you know, I just
me personally, I never want to live in fear of something that's not that's kind of out of the realm of what I believe. And that's all I was really saying. So
no, absolutely. And I wasn't, you know, suggesting that the average person would look at Star Wars and want to convert to the Force or anything like that.
Right.
But, you know, just in general, anything that we look at in the media, in just the culture, in different movies. I mean, Kidge, what was that movie that we saw recently with the crazy angel beings and the aliens?
Knowing. Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
How the end of the world was coming and there were these alien angel things. And just we were watching it and we were saying, okay, the only way to salvation as opposed to this movie is anything but Christianity.
Right. Right. So, okay. So let's talk about Star Wars a little bit and then we'll kind of jump back into here. I think I can segue. Okay. So, Star Wars, when I look at that movie, when Luke is flying down the trench, okay, everybody else is bugged out. Everybody's gone. He doesn't even want Han Solo to help him. And he hears, you know, the voice say, you know, trust your feelings, use the Force. You know, I think to me there's a lot of times in my life where there's only God is the only way out. And I look at situations like that where it helps me. If, you know, in a weird way, it's like if Luke can do it, I can do it. You know, if he doesn't need any extra help, but just the Force, which, you know, I say it's God and his power to help me through a situation. Hollywood is never going to get it right.
Of course.
Because it's Hollywood.
Right.
And I would say, strongly, as strong as I can, instead of, not you guys, but I think as a whole, instead of Christians kind of turning their nose up at these movies, we can do better, and we need to, and we're not. And that's a shame. That is a real shame.
Yeah, I can definitely agree, and I know that, you know, with the Star Wars universe and that sort of stuff, they're like Aether Swift was saying, there's a whole bunch of similarities with what we believe in regards to the entire universe and God's creation, that sort of thing, which we can use as a conversation starter or so, or a conversation segue, whatever the conversation is, that we can use to, you know, tell whoever about the way things really are in the universe and the way of God's creation and what he has us here on this world for. So,
you guys brought it up too, is that it's all just kind of conversation starters. That's all. Mm-hmm. For the folks that say, I've never seen a movie ever, you know,
right.
Except for maybe China Cry and maybe The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, maybe, you know. I mean, it would be difficult for them to kind of have a conversation with somebody.
Absolutely.
But as long as you know what you believe, have surety in that, and can have a conversation. I mean, when the Chronicles of Narnia beat King Kong, that was a very interesting time because you can say all kind of things. You can say, well, it was the Catholics got out and spread the word and the evangelicals went out and spread the word. The bottom line is that movie made more money than King Kong, a film that came after Lord of the Rings. Matter of fact, one of those movies won Best Picture. So, I mean, if anybody could have hit a home run with his eyes closed, it was Peter Jackson.
Right.
And a book that was turned into a film by C.S. Lewis. I mean, that's a pretty incredible thing. What did you guys think of the Chronicles of Narnia, the first one?
Well, I loved it. It was made by Disney, so they had, you know, a nice bucket of funding to get all the effects and stuff. I have read the books. Mm-hmm. I was going to say trilogy. Not Star Wars anymore. I have read the books, and it was very accurate. I loved how it had a great lack of inappropriate, you know,
yes.
substance in general. So it was enjoyable, you know, by any family, I would hope. But I don't know. I totally loved it. What did you think, Kitch?
I enjoyed it too. I didn't necessarily think that the actors were totally awesome, but I thought that they did a very good job of portraying Aslan, portraying Christ, and I thoroughly enjoyed that. So I give it props for that. I'm excited to see if they're actually going to make a third one after this last one. So we'll see.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, a good first movie doesn't mean all three of them get made anymore. And that's
true.
And that's just the economics of things, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about sci-fi television. What have you loved about it in the last 5 years? Just what has kind of topped it for you?
Well, first of all, I should say that we actually don't get television service because there's just it's funny how our priorities are different. There's just a lot of different TV shows that are just full of just not good stuff, you know? And we're like, well, if we want to watch something, we want to make sure that it's appropriate. And we are really strict about, you know, what's in it just because we don't want to have that stuff in our minds. You know, most people brush it off and say, oh, well, it's, you know, not a big deal. Well, it's just little. Well, I can just look the other way, you know, or cover my ears. But really, like, I don't want that stuff on my home. So basically, we watch everything online. Mm-hmm. So we are very selective about what we watch. But we have been watching several different yes. sci-fi shows recently.
Hulu is bookmarked on both of our computers. So.
Okay.
I know, to answer your question, in the past 5 years, we together, I had watched every episode of Stargate SG-1 with on my own time, but we together went through all 10 seasons and watched every episode of the Stargate SG-1 series. Aether Swift watched most, if not all, of Stargate Atlantis. I didn't really get into it too much, though. We tried watching Stargate Universe, but that goes back to we don't want, you know, in every episode they had a sex scene, or almost every episode, and that was just, it didn't seem to make sense at all, so we aren't watching that anymore, and
that was really sad, because we were really looking forward to a new Stargate, but it was very different. It was much darker than the previous series, and like he said, there was just bad stuff in it, and so we just had to stop watching it. We had to turn it off halfway through. Was it the fifth episode? Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was unfortunate.
But when it comes to the other popular sci-fi shows like Lost or Heroes or Battlestar Galactica, we haven't gotten into those. I know we tried watching the first episode of Battlestar Galactica on the recommendation of everyone else in America, apparently. And it was just the first female Cylon that we saw. Mm-hmm. There was a scene where she killed a baby, and that was it.
I couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm. We're very big on the rights of small, defenseless
things.
Children. So yes.
Okay. Okay. So not trying to put you on the spot. So, I mean, if that was just a proof of the story, how evil they were, that mm-hmm. was too much for you. I just asking.
Well, no, I think it was a great portrayal of evil. Okay. I really do, but. I don't know. I mean, seeing evil depicted like that in such a grotesque form, it's just not something that I want to watch if I have a choice about it.
Okay.
I'm sure that the entire series doesn't have that. You know, that was probably just a one-time thing just to show how evil they were. But it really hit me hard, and I kind of didn't want to deal with it. So, and there were, you know, there were other things about it that we didn't like. So
there's also, it was pretty sexualized in that first episode too, so that's another reason why we turned it off too.
Now normally unmarried folks kind of have a real you know, tightrope walk about sex. But the married couple, I'm kind of interested why that's kind of at the top of your list about things to avoid. I don't know. Just wondering.
Well, do you want the honest truth?
Whatever you care to share, or you can say just because that's what we choose.
It's up to you.
I'm a recovering pornography addict.
Okay.
And that
I understand.
Nearly destroyed our marriage within the first 2 months.
Okay.
And I'm highly susceptible to that sort of imagery.
Okay.
And I would rather keep our relationship pure and not have any foul images in my mind that might ever pop up again. So,
gotcha. Okay.
I try to steer clear of that. Even with browsing the internet, I don't go to YouTube anymore just because I don't want to be browsing any pages and have that temptation to click on this new dance video or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't get anything back from that either. You know, there's no benefit, you know, to anything that would have something like it in it. It's like, you know, the little piece of dog poop and the brownies, you know, is it worth it?
Okay. All right.
So that's why.
But you know, you're not alone, and it's interesting how as time goes on, you know, with different people in different places. I mean, Ted Haggard and different people in office. You know, it's you know, no one is perfect that kind of lives up to this standard. And you know, it is interesting to me when they elect a judge or a president. You know, they kind of look through them like a fine tooth comb and, well, do they drink? What do you mean? Do they drink? it's interesting that there's this kind of standard, that you have to be perfect. And I'm thinking, I've been a human for a little over 45 years and I know I'm not perfect. You know, these guys, it's amazing to me. You know, and then these stories come out and da-da-da, all these different things, and I'm just like, wow. So, yeah. But no, you know, I mean, do what you got to do, man. I mean, it is important. But just want to ask. So sorry if I was digging.
Hey,
I wasn't.
I've overcome the shame of it and in the throes of recovery, so.
Yeah. Throws, whatever. You've been clean for a long time.
True story.
But he's being very humble. But really, like, I don't feel like we're sacrificing a lot, though.
Okay.
You know, by keeping that out of our diet, you know, to put it that way. You know, a lot of people look at it and they're like, oh, my goodness, how could you do that or whatever. But if you take yourself out of it and kind of look inside the box from outside, if that's kind of possible, you can see over the years how just immodesty and everything has really risen to some very extreme levels. And I think it's degrading to women, and it's especially hard on young girls to be able to look at that, because I mean, half of it's not real anyway, and they're never going to be able to attain that.
Right.
And so, I mean, even if it doesn't affect you on a, you know, a personal kind of sinful level, it's not good, you know, no matter what. You know,
not this situation. Okay, let's slide this aside for a second, and let me, because I don't mean to connect the two. Okay, so the one thing I would like to say, and it may affect or not, but from what I'm saying, it doesn't. I would love for the church to somehow find a very balanced conveyance of sex.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
That's probably top two, you know?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I didn't want to, we don't want to go off of, like, you know, we're like, what was it? The Quakers or something?
No. And that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know, we were just talking about degrading women and all this. And I just, the one thing, I love the church, but I have trouble. And the one thing is just you go to any pulpit. I'd love to just take a car and just go to any pulpit. And it's sex is bad, 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 bad. Lust is bad. Sex is bad. Sex is bad. And when you get married, oh, it's great. Well,
yeah, it's ridiculous. And it is a very skewed point of view. And I do think that this isn't properly addressed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is talked about either in the church or in small groups nearly as much as it should be.
Yeah.
Because this is a basic human need. Mm-hmm. God created this as a beautiful thing within marriage. And, you know, when people portray it in an incorrect light, which it is so strongly done as by our culture, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's really wrong. But we're not confronting that with good, and we're confronting that with a negative or a null or, you know, something right. that doesn't exist. And you can't fight mm-hmm. that way.
Yeah.
You know, we can't succeed by doing that. But I completely agree. I mean, if there was some type of portrayal, you know, in a movie or anything where it was appropriate, it was within marriage, and, you know, there wasn't a huge amount of, you know, showing, you know, actually, you know, anything.
Yeah.
Then it would be great.
And I guess I'm kind of talking about that. I mean, sure. I mean, it would be nice to have at least a romantic lead into something of a married couple. I mean, I would be shocked if that happened. I just fall over in a dead faint. But
yeah.
but I'm really talking about from the pulpit, from mm-hmm. parents, from people.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, as a young married Christian man, it was, not to make Aether Swift too awkward, but it was going into a brand new marriage, mm-hmm. particularly that wedding night, it's very awkward mm-hmm. for a person who's grown up in a Christian home and all they've heard is, you know, don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex till you're married, and sex is bad and that sort of stuff. And then suddenly, sex isn't bad anymore.
Mm-hmm. You feel
there's
like,
no way to adjust to that.
Right.
Yeah, you feel kind of abandoned, mm-hmm. you know, like these people who had taught you how to walk upright in every other area of your life have condemned this area, and it's a real shocker. And I agree that, you know, I don't know what exactly should be done, but I do agree that it shouldn't be like this.
Yeah, I just, that's the one thing I wish is because, you know, you talk about changing your whole mind mm-hmm. about something. And you know, I mean, you know, I heard a friend of mine's dad said, if God created anything better than sex, he'd have kept it for himself, you know, and it's just this, you know, being happy about it. But I think there's a lot of trepidation, and, you know, that's a whole nother show, but I appreciate you, you know, at least discussing that, because I think it's important. I think this kind of making it bad and this bad connotation that surrounds it, whether it's before or after marriage, but just this connotation that it's bad. I think if you start digging around to some of the spiritual leaders that have different issues, you may find some of that. Okay. So
I think you will.
Okay, then. So that's what I'm saying. So we're reaping what we're sowing. So how are we going to change that? And that's a very interesting question that I definitely – this is a perfect show for those type of questions. So
That's true. I mean, we could talk for a week about, you know, about hypocrisy and corruption in this area.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, you're welcome. I mean, we're all about, you know, telling it how it is on our show. No sugarcoating there.
Well, I appreciate your candor about that, okay?
Sure.
Okay. So now we're going to slide into the last hallway. The last hallway. you know, your latest post, obviously you've been keeping up with the new... Well, let me ask this question.
Sure.
When did the both of you really become interested in politics? You are listening to Roni's Own Radio. All right. Well, you okay? Everybody's fine. And next week, we are really going to venture into where angels fear to tread, and we're going to have a good time. But it's going to be a very interesting situation for this show, because I've never done this before. I've always kind of done a lot of softball, kind of soft stepping around things. But nobody gets angry, but it's just, yeah, you'll see. It's very interesting. Interview, and I think a lot of really cool things happened in that time, and we all got to voice our opinion. So be sure to come back next week. Very different show. See you. Everything costs money, and we want to offer this to you. It's a support page, support.roniezone.com. There's two ways that we would ask that you would help support us. One is just a PayPal link, and you can donate any amount you'd like through PayPal. The other way is to buy products from our other links to affiliates that we offer on that page as well. We really appreciate it. Everything costs money, and we want to continue to keep these shows free, so we offer this to you. Please visit our support.roniezone.com page to help support us. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. Here's just a quick reminder that if you want to continue to get these Roni Zone radio shows directly sent to either your Google Reader or your iTunes or whatever you use to listen to podcasts, please visit subscribe.roniezone.com, and it's going to give you links and instructions of how to get subscribed and get connected to us so we can send you shows automatically. Thanks so much. There is no way we can do what we do on our own. So we often play promos and things like that, and we want you to check out these promos, but also take a second and check out these shows if they really seem interesting to you. We really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hi, this is Rick Moyer, and I've got a brand new CD out to watch the stars with. It's called Stargazer. Take a listen to some of the songs.
3, 2, 1, 0. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff with Apollo 14. 3 minutes past the hour.
Purchase this 13-track CD or download it at takehimwithyou.com/stargazer. Stargazer, a collection of songs to watch the stars with. Get your copy today.
Elite Beat Agents, Swap Tree, Knight Rider, Audiobooks, Six Zombie Kids in the Middle of the Night, Ocarinas, Exoforce, USB Bracelets, Balticon, Stranger Things, Cats on Vacation, Pokemon, Disney World Laser Battle, Album Art, Mopod, Tin Man, and if you think that's geeky, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Doug Rapson, and if you give me 15 minutes a week, I'll give you a pat on the head, a shot of geek in the arm, and a thought or two from your fellow netizens. Geek Acres, the podcast. It's more fun than a clone vampire superhero dual-wielding lightsaber nunchucks, because, you know, lightsabers equals cool. Nunchucks equals cool. Lightsaber nunchucks? Unbelievable. Check it out weekly at geekacres.net or set it and forget it by searching Geek Acres in iTunes.
Thank you for listening to Roni Zone Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com. Roni Zone Radio is a proud member of the Christian New Media Group. You can find more information at cnmg.ronizone.com. And drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni Zone Radio.